This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of For a Better Life. Well, once more, this is Asma at your service. As for today, we are going to talk about something which is very prevailing and common in the worldly life. Like, as always, it happens to all the individuals in their social and personal lives to encounter difficulties and issues and problems, sometimes catastrophes, sometimes obstacles, and they come in different forms and in different manners. With this concept of difficulty comes the concept and the notion of trust in Allah. Like as in today's episode, we're going to discuss this very fact that when in difficulties, how could we just enhance our trust in Allah? And I guess everybody knows that the best way to pull through all those difficulties is to gaze your eyes in Allah's trust and just think about the very fact that, okay, after all, when these storms are done, when all these difficulties and hard times are over, after all, it has been a test. The only thing that is going to remain is my trust and the way I have thought about Allah and about this test that I'm in it is going to be cleared out to me. Like, I'm going to know myself more and more. Like, the only thing that's going to remain there is my faith and how it has been, how I just manifested my creed, my faith in Allah in those hard times. Like, in the journey of life, we often encounter situations that test our strength, patience, and faith. When faced with obstacles and difficulties, finding strength and solace is something that many of us seek. And for us, I mean, us as Muslims, the Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam serve as sources of comfort and guidance. Islam focuses on the transitory nature of life and the fact that everything is a test to either help us grow in our faith or make up for our sins. As I just said in the introductory part, the entire concept, the whole idea of difficulties is to make us develop ourselves into a better version of ourselves. But sometimes The burden of that difficulty, the burden of the thing that we are suffering from is much enough to make us feel like we are feeble and we are weak creatures, like we cannot tolerate and this is more than I could just handle. The whole idea is how we're going to deal with these difficult situations. And unfortunately, as I just said, sometimes we might feel like we're weak, but the truth is, if we come to watch over what has been happening to us, if we come to look back in retrospect and see about the other problems that have been coming toward us, how we dealt with them, and how we finally and eventually handled a way to come out of all these problems, then we come to this point that all these difficulties are going to be done. And the entire thing that is going to help you is your connection with the skies above, like how you strengthen the faith you have to Allah, how much you trust Him, how much you see Him in every single event of your life is going to tell you a lot about how to solve the problems that you face and the difficulties that you're encountering. Let's go for a short break and then we'll be back to catch up with the rest.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. Oh,
your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you
Yes, you're listening to For a Better Life, and in today's episode, we will talk about the difficulties and how we have to just trust Allah in these hard times. Now, there's this very beautiful verse from the Holy Book of Quran that says, "Remember that Allah does not burden a soul beyond its capacity." لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. And, you know, it's very soothing to know this very fact that, okay, I'm not alone throughout every single thing that I go through in this world. This is going to help you when you face a problem, because with this idea, having this at the background of your mind that, okay, no matter what happens to me, God is there and He's going to help me pull through, everything is going to be pretty much easier for you. Now, another verse from the Holy Book of Quran is the very idea of trusting in Allah as a protector. Like when we say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, at the time of difficulties and catastrophes and miseries and the obstacles that we might encounter throughout the journey of our life, this is going to help us understand that I'm not alone. And this very idea that I'm not alone is going to help me a lot in the difficult parts of my life. So this was about this verse as well that I wanted to mention in here, like the equivalent for the verse that I mentioned was just like Allah is sufficient for us and He is the best protector. And we actually are recommended to say it in difficult times, you know, as a way of believing, as a way of repeating that every now and then in order to make believe in the very idea of Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, that is, He is enough and He's the best protector. He's going to advocate me through difficult situations. And even in the, easy times of our lives, it's not just about difficulties. Sometimes the easiness in your life, sometimes the abundance of facilities of blessings and benedictions are also a way of testing you. This, these faith-inspiring words signify a deep acknowledgement that placing trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the key to endure and overcome challenges and uncertainties in our life. And it serves as a reminder to the believers that no matter the circumstances one is in, Allah's care and provision are boundless. He is the bestower and the withholder of mercy, and He alone is the remover of harm and affliction. So it actually is very helpful for us to keep repeating all of these words from the Holy Book of Quran. By the way, this is why we have been recommended to go through this Holy Book. Because through repeating these words of solace, we're going to actually enrich the amount of faith we have in God, and the connection between us and the Lord is going to be strengthened. So the whole idea behind what I just said was to be patient, was to keep repeating all of these verses in order to help us be patient, and in the end, those who have endured all the difficulties of this world are going to be rewarded in the afterlife. And it's not just about the afterlife. Actually, God is going to help us pull through in the difficulties of life, and their words are going to be met in this world as well. So it's not just about forget about your life and all the rewards are going to come afterward. No. It's just about the trust, how much trust you have in Allah. And really ask yourself and see what kind of answer you're going to give to this question. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Once more, I have just to remind you that what we're saying in here are not just lectures. These are our everyday life experiences that we share with each other. And these are just some sort of triggers to make us think more about the depth of our life in order to get to some path that would lead us into a better life. So thank you for staying with us until another session. I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.